As boroughhood becomes more and more tangible for the city of Wrangell, the community will start to see more and more ripples of this effort in day-to-day life. One example of this is the formation of the Borough Committee made up of community members and council members. Another example is a notice of election sent to mailboxes. Go down to City Hall and you'll see a new table set up just for information on the upcoming borough election. During Tuesday night's City Council meeting, Mayor Tom Sims revealed yet another ripple of Wrangell's quest to become a borough. He made this announcement at the end of his report.
I will not be running for borough mayor. And at some point during this process, when it's a little more definite, I'm going to resign my office, my position, so that it does not factor into the election.
Sims was elected into the mayor seat in October 2007. What he ran for was a two-year term, in which case his seat would be up in October 2009. Under boroughhood, if Sims was elected as mayor, his term would be 3 years starting on June 2nd, which is a target date for when elected borough officials would take their seats. He says this is a reason his name will not be on the ballot. Every other name that appears on ballot will not know how long their impending term may be.
Part of the problem with this process is you don't know if you're a court commissioner, a school board member, a hospital board member, or even a borough assembly member when you're running what your commitment is, whether it's for 3 years or 1 year or whatever. It's very difficult for some people to, and certainly one of my reasons is to commit to another 3 years. And I think this seat is the only one that you know what the commitment is. Nobody else knows. So, and I think that's difficult for some people. They would commit to another year, but not another three, and they don't know it.
How these term lengths will be determined is yet to be known. The Division of Elections has a very detailed schedule of the election process up until the end of May when they hope to certify the election. At that point, says City Clerk Christy Jameson, they are no longer involved.
After the election is certified, the Division of Elections no longer has jurisdiction over the process. They're out of the picture after that point on.
The city will have to contact the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development to figure out how term lots will be determined. Councilmember Paul Southland hopes there's a way to allow elected officials who want to serve a shorter term to do so.
We are having difficulty getting people to commit to different areas, and I don't want to not have somebody say, I'd really like to be there for a couple of years, if there's a chance that it's only a couple of years, because the other option, of course, is you put your name in the hat and you resign after 2 years. I mean, you've always got that option.
Nomination packets for borough candidates have been available since February 20th. The deadline to file for candidacy is March 12th. Requirements to run for borough official are stricter than those to run for city official. One requirement is to gather at least 50 signatures of registered voters. Councilmember James Stowe said this may cause some issues.
I've become aware that under this new system that we're going to be going through for changing to a borough, that there's been a lot of concern on the amount of signatures and stuff that's got to go on for applying for these positions, and I've heard comments from the public stating that some of them are not going to run for the simple fact that there is a lot of signatures, a lot more effort having to be put out, and that we may be faced with some problems in the future.
Mayor Sims clarified that the signatures and extra effort were not part of his reasoning to not run for borough mayor. He did mention that he heard of a current school board member who will not be running in the borough election. Jameson said the same thing about a current hospital board member. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.